I pay attention. The physical universe is always changing. I pay attention. The physical universe is always changing. No matter where I look, no matter what I think about, no matter what I say, no matter how I feel, I look around me and I see the physical universe always changing. Always some new idea coming up, always some brilliant attitude being expressed, always something exciting that's going on. The physical universe is the experience of my thought. And whatever thoughts I'm thinking, the physical universe is bringing that out. Our imagination is something that is utterly fantastic. It is something that is utterly amazing. It brings about the most beautiful and dynamic experiences we could ever choose in our life. And because they're fantastic, because they're utterly amazing, they are bringing to us experiences that we never dreamed possible. Our physical universe is always changing. We look out and we say, oh, there's the dinosaurs. We look out, we say, oh, there's the cavemen. We look out and we say, oh, there's the beginning of the Iron Age. Oh, we look out and say, oh, there's the period of this or that or whatever of history. And what do we see? It's always changing. It's always bringing out new ideas and new experiences and new dramatic dilemmas that cause us to just be so startled and so delighted and so thrilled, because life is always in motion. Now, I pay attention. I pay attention not because I want to know what's going on, but because I want to know what part I'm playing, what role I'm playing. I'm living here in the 21st century, and I'm living in the year 2012, and the year is coming to a close. It's now November, and pretty soon it'll be 2013. And is the world around me going to stand still while the years go flicking by? Not at all. New cars are being designed, new houses are being designed, new attitudes are being designed, new ways of doing things are being designed, and it's absolutely amazing and absolutely wonderful. Now, how do I fit in with this? If I pay attention that the universe is always changing, what message am I to get from this? What understanding am I to have from the fact that the universe is always changing? What realization in my heart and my mind and my soul is supposed to come out of this wonderful concept? What am I supposed to realize? What am I supposed to know? Well, there's no end. There's no end to the change. There's no end to us. There's no end to what we're supposed to pay attention to. So what we pay attention to is the simple statement that we like to make, all is in divine order. Now, is all in divine order? Is all truly in divine order? Is all truly wonderful and beautiful and good right now? Is that the case? Well, I believe so. I believe that's the case. I believe that's what it's all about. I believe that's how it works and that's how it functions. I believe that. I believe that and I know that and I understand that. So I look out into my world and I say, it'd be interesting to see how we could level the ground by using a tractor or by using something. How could we level the ground to know so that it's perfectly level from here to some distant point? And so then I am sort of electronically minded. I develop light sensors. And I can point a light sensor at a point in the distance, and it will tell me the number of feet between where I'm standing and that distance. Now, that's really nice. There are a lot of those gadgets around, and they work. But then there's a gadget that says it's a level that works on the light sensor principle. You shine that light sensor across a given area, and you put in your stakes in those given areas so that you can know exactly what is going to be level with the area that you're in. And then once you have done that, you have it to the gnat's eyebrow of how perfect that should be, how wonderful that should be. I pay attention. The physical universe is always changing, and I have fun imagining, illuminating my consciousness with ideas to live in the present, to live in the now, to be who I am. Yesteryear, we published books, and we brought them out for people because that's the only means of communication that was universal. Then we had radio. Then we had television. And now we have the internet. And all of these media brought about ways of telling the people how wonderful the life is and how wonderful the world is. And so we paid attention because the universe is always changing, and we lived in that changing universe. Now, today, we live in the universe that says, hey, this is the network age, the internet age. This is the age in which we reach out and that people are jumping onto the internet in billions to be aware of what's going on in the world. They get their news from the internet. They get their information from the internet. And then there are programs on the internet that they can get into that bring them up to date on the latest and the most fantastic things, like the stories of YouTube that people bring out, stupid, wonderful, beautiful things, and it tells everybody in the world all about how wonderful it is. Now, where are you as you are living in this universe? Are you paying attention to who you are, to what your life is? Are you saying, I would like to build a better mousetrap? Well, that's a good idea. Are you saying, I'd like to use the internet, and I'd like to use television, I'd like to use radio, I'd like to use newspapers and magazines and books? Well, those are all ways and techniques. But the latest technique is, of course, the internet. And as we utilize it to its highest and best, we find that laws, rules, and guidances come along to make sure that certain things are taken good care of. Like in the movies, they had certain rules of good taste. And in magazines, they have rules of good taste. And all these things are things that people live their life by. Now, do you pay attention? Do you realize the physical universe is always changing and it's ready just for you to do whatever you want it to do? Are you ready to have the universe tell you what is ready to do for you? Are you ready? Well, when you realize that you are ready, when you realize that you can do these things and say these things and be these things and have these things, wow, life becomes exciting. Life becomes magic. Life becomes unbelievable. But in this unbelievable, exciting life that we're living, think of this aspect, the aspect that says, hey, that is something that has never been tried before. That is something that's never been done before. That is a way of looking at things that has never been approached quite from that level. And I am going to approach it from that level. I'm going to come out with a new technique of telling a story. I'm going to come out with a new technique of revealing truth. I'm going to come out with a new technique of giving all to the world and all that the world is to itself. And I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now because that's what I'm paying attention to. And I see the physical universe changing constantly, and I am flowing with that change. I'm flowing with it because I'm in divine order with that change. And as I'm in divine order with that change, I come up with new and brilliant ideas that sparkle my own consciousness, that illumine my own awareness, and tell me, hey, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of excitement that is going on in the world. And I am right there in the middle of it, because that excitement is me And that excitement is what makes my life go round. That excitement is what tells me all the things that are important for me to always consider. And I love it, and I enjoy it, and I know it all the time. It is where I am, and I am thoroughly delighted in being where I am. This is me now. This is me in the allness that I am. This is me in who I think I am and who I know I am. That's what it's all about. I pay attention. The physical universe is always changing, and I'm in the flow now and always.